kind of bags do you travel with? Yeah. So, you got. Tell me a little bit about yourselves. How did you guys get started on this whole thing? See what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to immediately turn it back around.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that.
Ooh, I'm unprepared for this. I feel really self-conscious.
That was well done.
It's the hot seat.
Yikes!
It's the reverse hot seat. It's like the reverse Uno card.
But in all honesty, go ahead. Start the show.
No, he did. He did. That was it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show again. Well, we didn't like the hot seat cold open, so now we'll do a cold, hot, cold seat open.
I like that one.
Cold open. Sounds more complicated, but it's really simple. It's you just rub ice on your seat before you start. That's it.
Oh, I already do that already, so I'm prepared.
Great. I'm not the only guy with a damp ass. That's perfect.
No, I think that's the one thing we all have in common.
I'm glad I'm not alone on that.
Swamp ass.
That's great. Swamp ass is the ultimate. It's the great unifier.
Swamp ass. Anyway, my name's Joe. I am one of the hosts, and with me, as always, there's Lars, the other host and editor of the first podcast, and I'll just let that car go by. Now is not a good time, car. All right, thank you.
Dude, it sounded like you were in a rocket that was taking off.
We should just go with that. So here I am in my rocket that's taken off.
And today, we here at the first podcast.
And today, here at the first podcast, we have Lars, the main editor, and me, Joe, the co-host. And joining us from beyond the swamp, we have...
Dun-da-dun!
Sorrow TV.
Me. Howdy, boys.
Hey, Sorrow TV, aka Sorrow.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So what brings you around these parts?
What brings you around this side of swamp, nya?
What brings you around, ya?
What brings you around, ya?
Oh, the cool thing about Sorrow is that he's a man of many voices, as per his YouTube. This is going to be a fun one, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. How quickly were we going to just... give that disclaimer before they were like, how many insane different people did they have on this one episode?
Joining us, we have Teddy. Yeah.
There was that guy. There was that guy from Maine that just showed up all of a sudden.
We also have Billy Bob.
Yeah, Billy Bob. Yeah. Billy Bob will be the first one.
I like Teddy for your nickname. I think I'm going to go with that. Theodore, a.k.a. Teddy, a.k.a. Sorrow TV. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Well... as a man who may or may not be named Teddy, we'll just leave that out there, sure. Huh? What do? I go on Reddit and I read the posts and I try to zhuzh them up a little bit. I try to give them some character. That's my goal. It's what I originally set out to do.
You do a great job. Hilarious work.
Thank you very much. I describe myself as a voice actor.
Is it only Reddit?
Technically, up until this point, it has only been Reddit, yeah.
Is that something you want to expand on, or is this just your home forever?
Well, I mean, Reddit was more of just a convenience thing, you know? There's a subreddit for every single type of thing, every situation, so having them all in one place, yeah, it makes me sound lazy, but it's because I am.
You ever think about this? Reddit sounds a lot like read it, like I read it.
Hey, I read it. Already, which I mean, that is the case a lot of the times when my parents will like send me a meme.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, that was months ago now. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. To my mom and dad, if you're listening to this, don't send me links to stuff. I've already read it. I appreciate it, but I've been there like a couple days ago.
I seen it already.
You ever have somebody send you a meme that's years old? Like you saw this in 2009?
I had someone send me one of my memes.
Oh, dark.
What was that like? You got it and you're just like, hey, I remember making this.
I responded like, haha, yeah, thanks for the support. And they were like, what?
Did you tell them?
By the way, for for the dumbest people in the audience, which the guys listening in, that's not you, but just in case people don't know what Reddit is for some strange reason, can you kind of briefly describe it so people know what you're reading?
Give you the breakdown.
We try not to shit shame our...
Oh, yeah, no. This is the explanation I have to give probably on a daily basis to every Uber driver, every, like, just casual person that asks what I do. Question number one is always, well, do you know of Reddit? And based on that answer, that's completely how the conversation differs from that point. Is Reddit is... It's a image board... Is how it started out, right? Because I don't even know technically what it started out as.
Kinda. It's like a link board.
I'm seeing a comment. Is Millsy says, Reddit is a cesspit. And that's a great way of putting it as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a gathering place for communities of all sorts. And they can be as broad as r/sports to as specific as... What's a good one? Pictures of Ian sleeping, which is just that one dude's roommate, Ian, pictures of that guy asleep. And that's the entire community is built around that. So it's like it's a place where everyone's got their spot.
Yeah, it's kind of based on the idea of posting links and then having a gigantic comment section about every single link. And so it leads to some of the best and some of the worst discussions on the internet.
Right, it was the opposite of an image hosting site. It made its own image hosting site, which is now basically like a Reddit spinoff website. You know, mm-hmm. Imgur? Are you guys familiar at all?
I always pronounced it Imgur.
I mean, that was nuts. I started out pronouncing it Imgur, and I remember that being a big debate on that website.
Dude, did you guys know that like some people go on Imgur exclusively?
I used to.
That's weird. Why?
Before it was my job to go on Reddit all the time, I used to...
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't know about it, and it was confusing, and it didn't look good.
Oh.
I thought Imgur was just a site people used to host random pictures. I didn't know it was...
It's how it started out. For Reddit.
Right. It was like for Reddit. It's literally where the files were hosted. But then enough people on Imgur were like, we're commenting on them here. Why don't we just, like... be our own website. And that's what happened.
It just seems so small. I don't know.
There's still enough people there, and it's a lot more user friendly than Reddit, I'll admit, because you're just hitting right, you know?
Yeah.
You're just going through pictures.
I guess that's true.
So what kind of got you inspired to start making videos? And when did...
Oh, God, that's such a basic-ass question.
Well, Joe, if you'd let me finish my question, you don't know what I'm going to ask yet. I didn't finish my question.
It's not a bad question.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
What got you inspired to do jumping jacks every morning? Because I know that you do jumping jacks every morning. See, that wasn't what you thought I was going to ask, is it, Lars? It's also not true, but...
Oh, it's because it's not true, though. Yeah. I do not take care of myself at all.
How long have you been making these Reddit videos for YouTube?
I think it's been 2 years now, but don't quote me on that. I think it's a year and a half, 2 years, something like that.
You can't just say stuff on a podcast and then say, don't quote me on that. That's not how the internet works.
That's true. That is exactly the opposite of the situation.
Well,
what kind of got you, I don't know, this is kind of a...
So what got me started on Reddit videos specifically? Yeah,
we have to ask.
Because, I was lost. I was just making whatever random, like, meme videos were coming to mind. And I guess technically the credit should go to H3H3. Because they were doing basically Reddit videos.
Yeah, I remember that.
They were doing, like, you know, just looking at old people Facebook. They didn't call it that, but that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
So eventually I was like, what's the thing they're missing, though? They're not like acting it out.
That's true. Yeah.
So that was kind of where I saw my edge, I guess would be the way to put it. But so then I made literally old people Facebook my addition, and the view count was just ridiculous in comparison to the rest of what I was doing. So combined with a longer video, I was like, well, that's kind of a no-brainer. We'll just swerve into that entirely.
And then your channel just kind of exploded after that?
Just about. Yeah, I think it was $1 million in a year, something pretty
like
good.
That. Wow. That sounded more sarcastic than I meant it. That's actually very impressive.
Pretty good. Good stuff. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
That's great.
The chat is noting, by the way, the drum arts keep saying Sorrow TV, more like Borrow TV content from Reddit. He's posted that about 5 times. It's really losing its originality, but...
Yeah, especially when I didn't find it funny the first time he posted
burn.
It. Every extra time's been like a little extra... Like, it's just that thing where you just exhale out of your nose. That,
yeah,
yeah, exactly.
H3 taught me that. Yeah,
Drumarts, do you have 1.5 million subscribers?
It's how I feel. No, don't do that. I hate people that do that. Holy crap, that's my least favorite thing in the world. I like dread telling people how many subs I have. It's terrible.
Yeah, I can imagine. There was a reason I brought this up, though, by the way. If people wanted to be like drummers and insult the hosts or just want to come hang out with us and listen in live, how can they do that, Joe?
You would just go into your regular old browser and type in Discord.
The old Internet Explorer.
T1podcast.com.
I typed in HTML/...
Oh.
podcast.com
Microsoft Edge.
I'm using Internet Explorer. I'm on Windows 98.
Just get your grandkids to help you at that point if that's where you're at on the internet, but yeah.
I've opened Galaxy Pinball now.
3D Pinball Space Cadet?
Yes. That's the one. He's there old. He doesn't know the word. He doesn't know the name.
Since you mentioned that you don't like bragging about how many subscribers you have, I take it you don't use it to like pick up chicks, go to the mall.
Oh, I don't talk to women. Oh. I don't talk to anybody.
I'm surprised. You seem like a friendly...
Not anymore.
Oh, this is a first for us then. This is the first time he's come out of his shell.
Yeah, right? This is, and the irony is I'm still sitting at my desk in my room.
Yeah.
This is just the workaround. This is the loophole.
Well, stuff like podcasts and YouTube and all that is like a really easy way to like kind of have... like quasi-social interaction, but still spend like the majority of your time like in your boxers just sitting at your desk.
It's true. It's that old like joke that everyone always makes about voice acting, how you're just going to work in your PJs. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like you just don't change out of those PJs for like 2 days. And you're like,
Oh, yeah. Me and Joe have a gig coming up for a DDLC project for voice acting. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing. I'm hoping to just be naked, to be honest.
I am.
Well, that's a slippery slope there.
I would love if I could just...
You start going to work naked, you can't go to work naked.
I wouldn't call it slippery. I mean, I'm not going to be naked and wet, just naked. I mean...
You're not going to be wet at first, dude, but you got to be thinking long term on this. You've got swamp ass right now, and you're clothed, yeah. So...
Why is it that voice actors can go to work naked, and it's fine, but when I go to work naked in the hotel...
See, I don't think that's the case, though. I don't know anyone that's been on record as going to work butt-ass naked, and then being like, ha-ha,
well,
good sesh today.
Sometimes we do for the podcast. I mean, it's just like... Because it's like it's starting to approach that month where it's just dreadful to even record because you can't use fans and it's like fucking 100 degrees. Because we live in Southern California, man. Yeah. It's brutal.
They call it sunny SoCal.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, they don't, but it's accurate.
They do, but they do it in like a snide way. Like they're real.
Sunny Southern California.
Sunny Southern California.
SSOC, yeah. Sunny Orange County. So
the chat notes that prostitutes go to work naked. Well, they don't start naked, but they definitely end it naked, I guess.
Well, the middle is naked. By the end of it, they're like clothed again.
Yeah, that's true.
I would say that they probably spend about the least amount of time naked proportionally to the rest of the job.
Yeah, that's true.
Very small amount of it is...
I mean, depending on how long it lasts.
They probably try to prioritize spending as least the amount of time naked as possible.
And speaking of trying to spend the least amount of time naked as possible, Joe, I think we should talk about our sponsor, Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile is a cell phone, internet Let me start over.
Mint
Mobile.
Mint Mobile.
Thank you.
Mint Mobile, they're going to offer you some of the best phone service that you can buy if you like T-Mobile.
Jesus, Joe.
I'm doing a bad job on purpose. I'll do it good now.
Okay.
So here's the thing about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers you all the benefits of T-Mobile because they actually piggyback off of their vast network to offer you the same service at a fraction of the cost. Starting at only $15 a month, that's 15, not 50, Mint Mobile is the go-to service not only for many, many persons across the United States, but one of them right here in our own backyard. Lars, you're a member yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, speaking to you guys from the backyard, I am a Mint Mobile customer, and I actually was before they were our sponsor. I actually reached out to them because I like their service. They're ridiculously affordable. I know that it's kind of a joke, like, oh, every podcast has Mint Mobile as their sponsor, but, I mean, there's a reason for it, is because they give you a good product. The bang for your buck is enormous. I think my plan's like $25 a month.
Bang.
And that's for, like, really good service with a ton of data.
Bang, bang.
Yeah.
That's two bangs.
I highly recommend it.
Bang, bang, bang. That's three bangs. You got to check them out. It's mint.t1podcast.com. Mint.t1podcast.com. Mint.t1podcast.com.
You've said it too many times.
Oh, no. Now it'll be burned into the memories of people. Oh, no.
I'm confused and scared. I don't like advertising.
Yeah, if you're on your phone right now, especially if you're driving, make sure to pay close attention to that URL, mint.t1podcast.com. Pay close attention to your phone and go ahead and check out that service. Tell them we sent you, and you can start your cell phone plan as low as $15 a month. You can bring your phone over. You can keep your same number. It's the same as T-Mobile service, so there's nothing to lose. Mint Mobile.
Mint Mobile.
Yeah.
Now back to Mint Mobile. Like I was saying.
You like to dance, Sorrow?
Personally, no. I'm always the type to get reluctantly dragged.
Oh, do you mind if we get personal on this episode and kind of ask, like, what's going on behind Sorrow TV? Like, what do you like to do? What's your life like?
Oh, yeah, we might not want to get personal depending on what you want the vibe of this episode to be.
The vibe is whatever you want it to be, man. This is your hour.
Well, no, I'm saying I don't want the vibe to be a major downer, which it probably would be if we got into...
Okay, well, what's something positive in your life? What's like a hobby that you have that people can relate to?
I have a YouTube channel, and that's kind of what I mean. It's tough when you like, I want to talk about the channel, and it's mainly because it's most of what I have to talk about right now.
Okay.
It's either that or being depressed, but like watching the other episode, listening to the other episodes, that seems to be a pretty common thing.
But the YouTube channel makes you feel better?
Yes and no. I mean, it's one of the stressors, but yeah, it's also one of the, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I obviously, you know, a podcast and a YouTube channel are different things, but like, there are moments when I'm working on the show and I have, like, five episodes still to edit, and I'm just like, fuck my life. But also, it's kind of given me a new lease on it because it feels meaningful in a way that, like, my wage jobs have never felt. Like, it's nice to have that creative outlet, even if it is mostly, like, lighthearted comedy that we produce. There's something to it, on like, in a good way and a bad way. So I understand what you're talking about.
So, I mean, it's that sweet, sweet recognition. You can't compare it to anything. It's that question you've always asked yourself, which is, do I, like, have it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have something that other people want?
Am I the
and
it girl?
Exactly.
Literally, yeah. Am I the popular girl right now? And it feels good to be the popular girl. I envy those chicks I went to high school with.
Yeah.
For getting to be the popular girl then. They got that rush back then.
You know that Mika song? You used to be the popular one, now you're in the movie theater selling popular corn.
Oh, Mika with the burns. Mm.
That's pretty clever.
Popular corn.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Like, is that an actual lyric?
Sure, is that real? Like, did sure he just is. Come up with that? If he had just spat that shit off the dome, that'd be ridiculous.
It sure is. Here's the song. I'm going to read you the lyric. Standing on the field with your pretty pom-poms, now you're working at the movie selling popular corn. That's actually.
Oh, so it was actually not as good of a rhyme as yours was.
Oh, I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, Joe made it better. Yeah, take the W.
I'll take the W on that one. We had Carson on.
For once.
You know Carson? Are you ever collaborate with Carson?
I was with Carson in an RT game Minecraft video he did. He hosted a stream, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, he does a lot of stuff with Minecraft.
Yes, he does.
Did you say that you listened to the Carson episode?
I did.
Oh, cool. What'd you think? Sorry if I think you mentioned that.
No, yeah, it was a good episode. It was solid. That guy keeps you on your toes, that Carson.
Joe really took the L in that episode a lot, though.
Yeah.
It was pretty brutal.
That's all right. I was just happy to be part of the team.
That's what I mean. It's a tough like environment he sets up where you never know. He's one of those personalities where you just never know if he's really messing with you or not.
Yeah. Well, in like 45 minutes into the episode, when it gets super wholesome, it's quite clear that he was. But
right. Of course.
Yeah.
That whole time, especially if it's like one of these interactions where it's sort of a first time meeting, you mm-hmm. just have no idea. But I'm sure that's his sweet spot. I'm sure he loves that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. But we don't need to spend this entire episode talking about other content creators. This is the sorrow hour.
Yeah, we'll spend the whole episode talking about other episodes. This is the meta episode.
You said you really liked the Pogo episode, though.
We
didn't talk about that on the air yet.
Mm.
Let's discuss.
Sure. Oh, and then we proceed to talk about
yeah
other episodes? Sure. Yeah, why not?
Well, just this one, because you said you liked it.
Yeah. Oh, I just really, I've always been a big fan of him. And his stuff.
Yeah.
Like back, we're talking high school stuff. That was like some formative YouTube videos he was cranking out. Like you guys kept bringing up Upular. That was such a huge thing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Like his Monsters, Inc. one, Boo Base, I think is what that one's called.
Mm-hmm.
That one was incredible. I've just been a huge fan of him for so long. So just getting to hear him talk about just himself more lately, because he recently posted a how-to video as well.
Yeah.
Where he explains his process. And I could listen to people talk about their process forever, honestly.
I'll ask you a question about your process in a little bit, by the way, because I am curious.
Of course.
But
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. The thing about Nick is, like, I was already an acquaintance of his because, like, I've interviewed him in the past for a magazine, and he's, like, a lot more pensive than you might think. There's a lot more going on behind the surface, and, like, it ultimately shows in his music, but, yeah, he's a very articulate person. I really enjoyed having him on as our first guest.
Mm. Oh, that was the first episode. I was curious.
Well, it was
I didn't
the first
know
guest
if that
episode.
Was just where my list... Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was that's our first episode at this point.
Nice.
And to tie it back to what I was just saying, I'm curious, like, what's the process for a typical Sorrow T video? Do you just like kind of like have a dartboard where you have a different subreddits and you're like, oh, let's do this one again, or what do you?
Oh God, yeah, that sounds way more organized, doesn't it?
Oh.
No, the process is don't make a video for way longer than I should, and then panic because I haven't made a video yet, and then desperately go looking for subreddits that I think will work,
mm-hmm.
or that I get, like, honestly, if it's a good day, it's I find a subreddit and immediately I'm like, okay, yes, perfect, I've got like a bit for just about every post here, this is great, mm-hmm. great sub, wrap that up real quick. But let's say worst case scenario, I'm just like, yeah, worst case scenario, I cop out and make a sequel to one I've already done.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll just go to that subreddit, pick roughly 30, I would say, has been a decent number. 30 or so posts. Save them all, usually with titles referring to the bit I'm going to do about them. And then Not all of them, though. Usually I'm just making shit up as I go. But yeah, then I've got about 30 pictures. I literally throw them all side by side into my movie editor. And then once I work myself up, once I can talk myself into actually doing it, I'll take like 8 hours to record and edit the entire thing and then post it the next morning at like 2 a.m.
Okay.
So that's the process.
I was going to say, I imagine that it takes a lot longer than you'd think to get it right. I'm sure that like you're somewhat of a perfectionist at this point.
Yeah, it's hard not to be when what I'm doing is very minimal, obviously. So mistakes for me are always very small things that I'm sure only I would notice on the surface. But I've made it my, like, it's all I can, it's the least I can do is not make those mistakes, you know? The way I see it, I'm like, I have to be funny and then not screw up the editing too much. Those are the only two goals I have. So if I can achieve those, we're good.
You ever find, like, samples of text that you want to read because they're horrible, but there's not a way to make them funny and you end up not being able to use it? Or is there pretty much a way to make anything funny?
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
I would say yes, but not really with text. Text I can almost always make work because text almost always comes with its own whole context. And the tough thing is pictures. And trying to make just a picture funny, but not for the reasons why pictures are funny. Does that make sense? So, like, you look at a picture and it's funny. I have to make it funny for a different reason. Otherwise, I'm lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, otherwise, I'm just a reaction channel. Like, just a lazy react, like the type that just go, oh, look, the dog is wearing a hat. Ha ha. They don't do that often.
Well, that's even more effort than some of these people put in as reaction channels. Most of the time, it's just them going, huh.
Oh, yeah, it's the exhale.
Yeah, exactly. If that. I feel like reaction channels, apart from some pretty rare exceptions like H3H3, are pretty much the bane of comedy. Like, I don't feel like there's any merit to them whatsoever.
That's a dangerously generic statement, I would say, because reaction channels have turned into such a, because like you could call JonTron a reaction channel, you know?
Yeah, but it's different.
You could call it. That's what I'm saying. Like, so you can't say reaction channels are all bad or that reaction channels are the bane of comedy because people have taken that and ran with it. And there's definitely the base level, but maybe we needed to establish a base level.
Interesting.
The base level is a full-size video of you reacting to, in real time, another video down in the corner. That, to me, is not okay.
Isn't that kind of like a separate thing at this point?
That's what I'm saying, is that we've got like subcategories now.
Yeah, maybe there needs to be like a different name for them or something.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't classify H3H3 as the same at all as like a Jinx Reload.
But then again, you've got H3 has within their own channel a spectrum of different types of videos. Yeah, the Drum Arts is saying commentary channels. I was going to say, yeah.
Okay.
Commentary is like the new reaction channel.
I feel like that's imperfect, but
I would consider myself a commentary channel.
Oh, you would? Okay.
Well, like voice acting, commentary. Yeah.
Oh, you would put yourself in the leagues of like the right opinion and that kind of stuff?
Maybe, but no, mine is more Reddit channels are their own thing now, so I wouldn't even do that.
Okay.
Because now I've sort of made guys just reading Reddit posts its own like monster. Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Drum Arts is out. I've made commentary videos.
Okay. Okay.
So like parts of my channel is a is strictly a commentary channel, you know? There's nuances to it.
Yeah, there is a lot of nuance to it. I guess when I was originally talking about a very specific kind of channel that I guess has definitely gone out of vogue lately. Like, you don't see it as much. They're still there, like the reaction channels where it's literally just like something in the corner that they're live reacting to, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You had a question, Joe.
Yeah, what would you consider America's funniest home movies? Like memes for boomers? Is that like a thing?
I would say, okay, America's funniest home videos was YouTube before YouTube was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to have it now. God, no. But it was YouTube before YouTube. It was the place where you went to watch a bunch of funny videos. Then it was Tosh.0 after that.
Yeah.
But YouTube had already sort of become a thing at that point, so we started catching wise, you know? We were like, this guy is just making a joke someone wrote for him after each YouTube video.
Yeah, Daniel Tosh was basically just a funny...
Oh, yeah, and Equals 3, of course, Equals 3. I totally forgot about Ray William Johnson.
Yeah, it was a nice time when I forgot about him.
Yeah, right? Before he was trying to copyright claim people and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever made like an absurd purchase with your YouTube money? Like just something ridiculous?
Oh, my baller purchase. Yeah, my YouTube stunt was a Vespa that my girlfriend crashed.
Oh,
tell us about that. All right. You went out and got this Vespa, and then she crashed it.
Yeah, oh God, I've never told this story. I feel really bad.
You don't have
to.
Shout out to my now ex. I feel real bad. But there's no bad feelings towards her. It's honestly worth it for the story. But I bought a Vespa, bought it used. I just really wanted a scooter because I'm a pussy that is realistic and knows I won't get on a motorcycle when I buy one. So I rode it maybe 3 or 4 times. My older brother got to ride it a few times. And then my, at the time, girlfriend asked to ride it, took it down the block, took it back down the other way, rounded a corner, and I just heard it crash. So I didn't even see what happened, but, I took off, obviously. I'm just booking it down this street in Orlando, Florida. I'm just gunning it down the road, and I turned the corner. She had tried to turn, and it had fallen over, luckily, onto a dude's, like, hitch on his truck.
Mm.
It had fallen and just hit the hitch. It didn't hit anything. Like, of all the things it could have landed on, that was probably the best thing for it to land on, because there was no damage to the truck. The scooter is still screwed. It's still just sitting outside my apartment under a sheet. To this day, it's a lesson that sits there and reminds me.
So what happened? She wasn't going fast enough, and she hit like an oil spill or something.
No, she just kind of lost control while trying to make a U-turn.
Oh,
which could happen to anybody. I now know. Like
used to have a scooter, and then I had a motorcycle. And one time a friend of mine came over and was like, can I ride your motorcycle? And I was like, okay. It was a Gixxer 600. It was like a street bike.
That's a big number for a first. Oh,
My scooter was a 250cc. So it got up to like 70. Like I was able to take it on the freeway, but my motorcycle went super fast. I can't say the fastest that I took it up to because it was like an illegal speed, but let's just say
you said 600 and I was like, this dude broke the law on that motorcycle. Like, well, let's be real. He was out there.
I heard about some people taking it up to 160 miles an hour,
but those people have never been heard from again.
Well,
they say they're still traveling. They're still accelerating to this day.
Some people took it up to 160.
By the way, Teddy, I'm going to call you Teddy Michaels. That sounds like a good name for you. It bodes well for you that you consider a used Vespa to be a baller purchase.
Right?
That suggests a level of frugality that's going to be beneficial for the rest of your life.
Right. That was my first and only. And since it came with the lesson at the end, you know, it's never going to happen again.
You're never going to make another purchase like that.
Yeah, my first and only quote-unquote baller purchase. It was great.
That's fun.
Like, you can get I think you can probably get a decent used Vespa for what, like, 500?
500? Fuck off.
No, 5,000. Where are you going?
5,000 for a brand new one?
That's a lot, too. That's like a new one, probably.
Yeah.
Right, but when you think of, like, YouTube, like, douche, rice gum flexing kind of purchases, Beast. Like, I don't think of, like, a used Vespa.
Oh, yeah, you definitely don't think of less than four figures. You definitely don't. Like, it was genuinely the most money I've ever spent at one time.
Mm-hmm.
At least before my YouTuber tax season hit.
Ooh.
And now that's officially the most money I've ever given away at one time. Well, God.
At least you got to keep some.
Yeah.
Didn't I got to write off my microphone. That's it.
Speaking of frugality, by the way, we always like to point out good deals on this show.
Real quick, let me say... I just wanted to finish up my motorcycle story. I had a friend who was like, can I ride your motorcycle? And he wasn't.
Oh, yeah. We only found out about your top speed.
Yeah. Well, it was somebody else's top speed, which might be the same as my top speed. I wouldn't be able to confirm nor deny. But so my friend wants to ride my bike. So I let him. And then he wasn't tall enough to have his feet touch the ground. So he dropped it when he came to a stop.
No, he just let it tip over.
Well, he wasn't. Yeah, his feet didn't touch the ground, so he wasn't able to like. So
on a street bike.
Yeah,
that's embarrassing.
Short guy.
That's real embarrassing.
I was like,
so yeah, basically exactly what happened to my scooter. That's funny.
Well, yeah, it happens. Oh well, and then I got into like two accidents on that bike too. So it, like, it's fine.
Live and learn.
That bike was, I probably shouldn't have gotten it.
No.
It seemed like a good decision at the time.
Yikes.
Anyway, Lars, what were you saying about saving money on car insurance?
Anyway, in the spirit of frugality, we always like to point out good deals on the podcast. And one of them I'd like to point out is our sponsor, NordVPN.
NordVPN is brought to you by the people who make VPN services, NordVPN specifically. And it's going to...
Who else?
I thought you were about to say NordVPN is brought to you by NordVPN. I'm like, what show am I on right now? Who are you people? What is this?
NordVPN is technically brought to you by NordVPN. And you can go and check them out at nord.t1podcast.com. NordVPN is something that's going to protect you against cancer on the internet, metaphorically. The government is trying to track your shit.
The government puts drugs in your food. They hire actors to play your family members.
NordVPN can't help you with that, but it can help you with the government tracking your stuff. The internet service provider you're using is probably throttling your data right now.
Most likely.
Mine?
And there's something you can do about it.
My valuable, valuable data.
NordVPN can help you with problems like these and plenty more. Like if you want to go watch French The Office without resorting to awkward plugins and such. This is an easy way to do that. NordVPN, if you want to go ahead and use the local Starbucks Wi-Fi without wondering if people are trying to hack your shit. NordVPN, that's nord.t1podcast.com. Sorrow, what's the name of the podcast that you're on right now?
Mobile.
The first podcast.
NordVPN.
Sorrow. It's
the first podcast. It's the first podcast.
You're right, bud.
Holy crap. It's the first podcast.
Right. Yeah. Oh. The first podcast is the code at checkout that you can use to get 75% off your first subscription. Tell them we sent you and protect your internet from cancer today.
Don't tell them who sent you. Don't be a snitch.
Snitches get stitches.
And that's it for the ads for this podcast. The rest of it is ad-free.
Ad-free.
Thank you guys for participating in that.
The next 2.5 hours. We're in for a marathon episode.
Yeah, you are now entering the ad-free zone.
Dun, 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 dun.
Anyway, the chat's doing crying emojis. Is that in response to the fact that we're not doing any more ads? I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
There's no more ads.
We can do more ads if you want. We can do another Mint Mobile ad.
By the way, where are people tuning into this live, Joe?
Discord.t1podcast.com. If you're just joining us now and you weren't here for the first half of the show, it's discord.t1podcast.com. If you're driving, pull over and go on your phone. type in discord.t1podcast.com. Say hi, drop us a message. we'll give you a cookie.
Pulling over is your business, by the way. You can just go ahead and that's on you.
Pull over.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
This is the police.
Joe, I can't imagine a situation in which, like, when would they not hear the first part of it? Like,
no, they would.
People
that's
would, like,
joke.
Tune in.
That was my joke.
And, like, automatically fast forward half an hour for no reason.
Yeah, and if they're tuning in on the Discord for the first half and they didn't hear the first half of the live recording.
Oh, that's true.
They're already here.
Oh, they're already here, so it doesn't matter.
No, they know. Okay. They know right when the ads stop. That's where they hop to.
Yeah. We try to keep them to about a minute apiece so, like, people can press fast forward twice if they really want to. But, yeah. Anyway.
But, like, don't, though. Because you're going to miss sweet, sweet bits like this one.
Oh, yeah.
Saro, you like to travel?
I enjoy getting to the place. I don't like the act of traveling, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you meant the other way around. Like, you enjoy getting to the place, like the traveling, but you don't like being there. I thought that's what you were going to say.
But nope.
No, I'm the opposite. I don't like flying.
Makes sense.
But I like not being where I currently am.
Makes sense. So where have you been to? Like, where have you traveled to?
Like, in my life, I've traveled to, like, when I was younger, my family would take vacations. We would go to, like, I think we went to Sweden once. Went to Stockholm. That was cool.
Cool.
In high school, we did a German exchange program, so I got to go to Germany. I think that was my favorite place that I visited.
What part?
All over. We were in a really small town, but it was close to Hamburg, and then we also visited Berlin.
Oh.
Did all the big spots.
I've been to Germany, but not there. I was in Stuttgart.
Mm.
In Frankfurt.
Oh, yeah, we were actually even closer to Frankfurt.
That's where my grandma was born.
I was born in Germany.
Hmm. Germany's awesome.
Yeah, I really like it.
Anywhere else? What states have you enjoyed the most?
Like US?
Yeah.
We're going back here now.
Yeah.
Okay. States. God, what states have I been to? Well, I was born and raised in New York.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
I was born in New Jersey myself.
Oh, nice. I should hate you for some reason. That I don't know.
Well, I moved away when I was 3, so.
Well, I still screw you,
yeah,
Jersey.
That's for life, buddy.
Yeah, it's in my blood.
What if I told you that I'm from New Jersey, so I'm basically a New Yorker?
Oh, then apparently I'd be even more upset for some reason. No, I wasn't even born in, people from New York City would be mad at me for saying New York because I grew up in Westchester, which is outside of the city.
Oh.
So you're a phony.
You're a phony!
Like, yeah, to New York kids, I'm a New Jersey kid, basically.
Basically.
More like,
yeah,
might as well be from Connecticut.
Right. Just, no, you're not, that's not New York. We're like, well then, what are we? We're just suburbs.
Yeah, you're from upstate.
That's, yeah, and then I went to college upstate, yeah.
I think what Joe is trying to suss out, by the way, is if you just have any, like, travel highlights.
Yeah, do I have any interesting travel stories?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get spooked in turbulence.
<That's>, I feel like that's
I'm that guy
normal.
Whose hands get sweaty, and then whatever nice old woman is sitting
Mom's
next
steady.
To me will be like, yeah. Oh, do you get scared? And I'm like, no. And then I'm the one grabbing her arm, like, don't let me die.
When you do travel, do you have, like, a specific type of luggage that you take, like a duffel or do you like a suitcase? Like,
oh, I'm a just backpack. Guy. Yeah.
What kind of
a, just a backpack, not even a carry on. I just got my JanSport bag.
What color? I'm trying to picture it.
Black and brown.
A black with a suede.
Yeah.
A black and brown
with the suede. Yeah.
Backpack.
And
that's big enough to keep all your stuff? Or?
It's got, like, I've got the shirts on my back and jacket,
uh-huh.
pants, and then, like, another shirt and another pair of pants. Because usually I'll travel for, like, a weekend-ish.
No socks?
So, socks, underwear. Those go in first, so I forgot
Teddy.
About those because they're at the bottom of the bag.
Sorrow.
Yes.
Sorrow. I got some bad news for you. There are actually sexual motivations behind Joe asking that question.
Oh?
Yeah, Joe asks this question a lot on different podcasts, and over time, I kind of pieced it together. I think Joe has a very severe luggage fetish at this point.
I have no idea what Lars is talking about.
He's got a thing for people's baggage, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
He wants to know. He's got a thing for people's dirty laundry.
That's
you
not
mean.
True.
Exactly.
All right.
What kind of bags do you travel with?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He doesn't say it that way because he's tried to be surreptitious about it. But
right, he's
yeah,
trying to hide it. That's part of the thrill.
Yeah, exactly. And it's an audio podcast, so you don't see the chub. So
you don't see the works. Fupa?
Yeah, exactly.
Fupa. No.
Mm. Oh, you got a messenger bag, do you? Ooh.
Ooh.
What kind of bag are you traveling with?
You're gonna have to pay extra for that carry-on.
Does that have four wheels or two? Do they spin?
Ooh, they spin!
Ooh, they spin.
That's the good stuff!
Ooh, they spin.
Joe, you ever consider going to work for the TSA?
No, but now that you mention that, that's not a bad idea.
I think that's a great idea.
That's like,
oh, hello, I am TSA.
Maybe if I wasn't a successful talk show host.
Hand me your bag, please.
What,
I will not do anything sexy with it.
Oh, what do we have here?
That's just my bag.
What kind of bag is this? A Toomey? A Delsey? What are we talking?
It's just my Delsey bag.
Wow, look at that.
Oh, is that why you're a bellhop, by the way? I'm just kind of curious.
No.
Oh, that's just an added bonus? Okay. That makes sense.
No, he probably had to work his way up from valet like I was going to.
Well, oh, you were a valet?
Yeah, before this. Most recently before YouTube.
Oh, for a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
for the...
Cool.
For the... We won't name names, but it was the... it was a certain number of seasons, if you will.
Oh, two seasons. The two seasons hotel. Yeah,
the Seven Seasons Motel off I-98, yeah.
You have any valet stories, like any cool cars you got to drive, or you ever get to drive your dream car or something?
My valet story, the one that always comes to mind whenever I think back on it is, yeah, my first time trying to enter a Tesla, and I could not do it.
Oh, yeah. You have to
with your penis? What do you mean by enter a Tesla? That's a weird way to say that.
Like get in the goddamn car.
Okay, that was weird.
You have to push, you have to press on the handle or something.
So with Teslas, yeah, you have to walk up to the car holding the key and kind of gesture the key. You gotta give it like a little ha. You gotta swing it like you're doing a magic trick.
Oh.
And then the handles are supposed to pop out.
Oh, so it's like a Wiimote.
Yes, you put the wrist strap on, and then you wave it.
Okay.
And you try not to hit any friends or potted plants that are near you.
Not just any plants, but only potted plants in particular.
Right, no, you guys remember, that was always the thing in the warning on the Wii. It was like, don't hit your friends or this one potted fern that you apparently have yeah. behind you.
Everyone's got a potted mm-hmm. fern.
You gotta have your fern.
Hey, now's not a good time. I live on a speedway.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Yeah. It gets a lot of car traffic.
Hey, I'm a professional. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah, that
back.
Sucks.
Quite a voice crack there.
I was doing a character.
Oh, speaking of doing characters, I have a question. Do you have like a good like informational, educational voice? Like step one, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, let's not do this, Lars.
Oh, let's do this, please.
Is this your fetish now, or are we just going back and forth?
Yeah, now we're doing Lars's. Now we're doing Lars's fetish.
Lars has a thing for like instructional videos from the 40s about family life. Hi, Timmy. Like that type of. Is that what you mean?
Can I get you to do a read of something real
He's
quick?
He's going to ask you to read a four-panel comic type of thing.
Yeah, go for it. That's basically my job. So.
Okay, can you distract our guests while I pull this up?
Next up, we're going to talk about...
The chat notes this podcast has given me a boner. That does happen a lot. I'm sorry.
Followed by a frowny face, so it's not a good boner.
Yeah, followed by the frown.
It's a bad
boner. Like, they don't like that they're getting aroused.
Oh, no. Wow.
Sorry, you ever get to drive like a Rolls Royce? You ever see a Rolls Royce come through the valet or anything?
Not a Rolls. That was the one of the few that I probably did not see.
That's cool.
But yeah, I mean, the Tesla story, I basically, so with the key, if you press a certain part of the key, the back, the wing, the gull wing doors open. So as a guy trying to get in the car, that's like the most extravagant mistake you could possibly make. I'm like, oh, wondered. Yeah, meant to do that. Have both gull wings just go flying out.
I've always wondered if the gull wings are going to hit like a garage, does it know, like, does it sense that there's something there and it won't open all the way?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I'm not a Tesla guy. I don't know, but right. I would assume they've got cameras all over the car to friggin' drive the car. So I would assume they've got anti-scuff doors figured out.
Yeah, that you, it wouldn't, you press the thing and it goes, psht, like, you know.
It just slams them repeatedly into the walls.
Error, error, error.
All right. Am I giving this a read?
If you
the
would,
point yes. of that story was I had to climb over this Tesla owner's, I had to climb over the console. I had to get in through the gull wing doors, close them behind me with the key, climb over the console into the front seat so I could start the car.
That's funny.
And that was my worst day at the valet. Okay.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
That was
us.
An interesting story, by the way. I'm not trying to rush you, but this is called the three shells method of pooping.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I get it. You guys get it, right? Obviously, if you're having me read it, you understand the entire reference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Just making sure.
Step one. Take two of the seashells and place them between your fingers to be used like chopsticks. Step two. Using the two seashells, gently pull on feces to remove them from your posterior until bowels have been completely emptied. Step three. Using the third seashell, scrape away any fecal remnants from your posterior. Step four. Dispose of all three seashells in toilet and flush. Congratulations. You have now scraped shit out of your ass with a shell.
and you've disposed of the shells.
You are now a changed man.
The chat is wondering how we don't laugh. We try not to laugh during the recording so we can let him do the read.
It's called being professional.
Yeah, and just in case anyone wants to like clip that for their own purposes without our laughter on it, that's why we kind of like bite our tongues a bit for that one. Thank you for doing a read of that, though. It's kind of a tradition on our show.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Oh, yes. Not a problem.
The three shells method of pooping. Very efficient way to poop.
Lars especially got off to that. Or, I mean, enjoyed it.
Sure. Okay. Fine. We'll call it that. Joe has a fetish on the show, like a fake fetish. I guess I need one. So I guess we'll call it that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just jump in front of calling it a fake fetish right now. We'll just go ahead and just make that disclaimer. This is super fake. Definitely not getting off.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's not. I'm not really into that guy. It's not at all.
Yeah, if Joe gets a fake fetish, so do I.
Yeah, so what? You want to fight about it? So what? I got a fake fetish, all right?
Yeah, big whoop. One big deal. Want to fight about it?
Big whoop. Hey, what are you going to do about it, huh?
All right.
So that's two OG Family Guy references we've got so far.
Hey, Lois. Oh, dude, can you do like a good Hey Peter?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, could I do like a Lois? But, yeah, Joe from Family Guy. It's a much easier the Patrick Warburton. It's, Hey Peter, I don't have any use of my legs.
That's an amazing I've never heard a better impression of Joe.
Well, thank you. It's a pretty standard impression for a lot of young men, where they realize Patrick Warburton is because he's got a very distinct voice.
Why is it funnier to make fun of Family Guy than it is to watch it anymore?
Because you're creating something on your own.
Old school Family Guy is beautiful.
Okay, first four seasons excluded. Let's call it that.
Sure, yeah. Family Guy's terrible if we're not talking about what it used to be.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like saying, why do people even watch The Simpsons? It's like, well, you gotta remember, it used to be a show.
Yeah.
Before it became a thing. And see, now Drum Arts is saying shows can only last 9 seasons, but Sunny in Philly will always be The Outlier, because that show could go on for the rest of my life and I would never complain.
Dude, hard agree with that one. Yeah, Always Sunny, I think, is close as you can get to the perfect show.
If a network TV producer approached you and wanted you to create a TV show, would you do it?
That's kind of a weird question, because that's not really how that
works. Yeah, do you mean like want to ask, Joe?
No. Like, I just mean, what do you mean? Like, would like, to hire me as a voice actor?
No, like Ben Silverman is an avid YouTube fan, and he finds your page. He finds your channel and he thinks it's hilarious and he sends it to his sister Sarah and they both go, we need this guy he's going to be the next Daniel Tosh. And they approach you and they say, we need you to create some show. And you're like, I don't know what kind of show. And they're like, you'll have to come up with it. And they're going to give
you. No, see, I would never get myself in that situation. No.
You wouldn't want to have like your own show?
Not if I didn't already have an idea. If I'm not passionate about it, I wouldn't want to do it.
You wouldn't come up with something like you just do your Reddit videos.
I could definitely try. And I could totally cop out and just do what I do now. But that would probably be even more sad. I wouldn't want. Yeah, maybe it's just because I literally just did a Black Mirror Bandersnatch for the first time the other day.
Oh,
did you guys do that? Whole thing,
yeah, I did.
It's amazing, but you get like a choice in that where it's this big video game company is saying like, "Hey, we're gonna make your game, we're gonna do it, and you're gonna have all these professionals, and it's gonna be super legit." And then it fails because there's no like passion in it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a lot of what I'm about is just. You can tell when a thing is being produced because it, quote unquote, like had to be, you know?
All right. I have another question.
Can I jump in real quick with a really relevant one?
Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious about something. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm going to ask you kind of point blank. At what point in the trajectory do you think you are at when it comes to the current iteration of your channel?
What milestone am I at? Like, what point am I at right now?
Oh, I meant like... In terms of like, you're still inspired
by
it.
In terms of my career?
Like, you're still like really digging on it. Like, this is definitely what you're doing, as opposed to like getting to the point where it's like you're starting to manufacture it.
I could argue that it was somewhat manufactured from the beginning.
Oh, okay.
I'm passionate about voice acting. I'm passionate about making these characters, and Reddit luckily was a very good. A jumping off point for that. Again, it's really just the place where the content comes from. So I guess it's, and I mean, I love Reddit as a website.
Yeah, me too.
I guess it's, but yeah, it can be hard to motivate myself at times because the way YouTube works these days is series is what succeeds. So basically, you almost have to make the same content all the time. And if you don't, they drop you and they just move on to another channel.
So do you want to go into the world of voice acting, like in terms of like Hollywood and stuff, or where do you see that headed?
I mean, arguably, yeah, going to LA, that's definitely a thing, you know, it's definitely an option. When I was growing up, and I guess basically right up until the YouTube thing took off, the goal was be an actor, like probably stage actor or, you know, movies, TV, whatever. But being in New York, stage actor was clearly the more realistic goal. But even then, that's not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, the YouTube thing started taking off and realizing that that's truly what I'm the most comfortable doing is voice acting because there's no, there's none of that. I just don't like looking at myself, man. I just don't like being on camera. I don't know what it is, but it's what I think held me back from making videos for so long.
Okay. Because
I was saying, what's stopping me from making videos is, well, I can't take the videos. And I was like, well, can I record my voice and be fine with that? And apparently that worked out. maybe it's another reason why I go into so many other voices is like there's that disassociation, you know, from me and my videos.
Interesting.
But in general, yeah, I view YouTube as a jumping off point. I view it as that for everybody.
So, and forgive me for if this comes across as potentially insulting. I don't mean it that way, but so you would kind of maybe categorize it as like, even though you're successful, it's practice for something a bit larger at some point.
It's exposure, like anything else. Yeah. It's getting my name and my brand out there, and building a brand is very exciting, and having quote unquote fans. I don't like calling them that, but like, yeah, having like subscribers is pretty friggin' cool. It'll be upsetting if there's ever a point where I have to, you know, leave that. I'll be upset if and when I have to leave YouTube. I mean, these days with YouTube, it could be any day for any reason.
Yeah.
They could just take your channel and go...
I think it's just really cool. Like, obviously on a much smaller scale for us, it's really cool to see. Like,
I'm so glad you're sending me my memes right now.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Just posting what he posted on Twitter, oh, dude.
I saw that and it just, I'm giggling.
I'm glad. See, I'm like funny. I can create content too. I don't just have to steal it. It's crazy.
Since this is an audio podcast and people can't see what we're talking about, do you want to talk about this meme that you created?
Oh yeah, because that's the greatest thing to do with a meme is audibly explain it, especially when you made it. Oof.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, instead I will sip my Powerade. Thank you very much.
Oh, what color?
Blue, the best color.
Ooh, Arctic Freeze.
Or whatever. Mountain Berry Blast.
Oh.
No. Ooh, Blue Blast. Give it here. That goes in the passenger side cup holder.
Oh.
It's on a much smaller scale, by the way, with us compared to you, obviously, at this point. But, it, like, I always find it's so cool, like, just to have, like, right now, the list of names that are tuning into the recording right now. Like, it's really cool to be doing something that even, like, just a handful of people care about and tune into. And some of you guys, like, you tune into every single episode. It's so awesome to have that.
Hmm.
To have that kind of, like, relationship with people. I really do value that. I totally understand what you're saying, just on our scale, not quite on yours.
Yeah, it's strange, too, because you reach a point where it almost becomes autonomous. Like, the relationship, you just sort of assume, like, you reach a point where you're like, yeah, because you'll go crazy if you don't. You almost have to say, the people that like me today will still like me tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I need to not drive myself crazy wondering who's going to stick around, who's not going to stick around. Because that can get so, that can be a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I felt that.
Especially when, like, God, I hate talking about my quote unquote come up, but it happened almost too fast, I would say. And it sounds like a real first world problem kind of thing. Like, I got too many subs, but it's like people aren't prepared for this sort of thing. And it happens remarkably quick.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, actually, about like, I know it's super basic, but like, has this changed you in any way, especially considering the speed of it?
That's the thing. I'd like to think it hasn't. But I think it's more that I was not a very positive person before my channel started taking off. Okay. Like, I was in a not great spot, you know, dead end job type of thing, not feeling good about myself. And then the channel took off, which was, granted, great timing. But I almost wished it had taken off before I'd gotten to that place, you know? Where it was like, man, fresh out of college me was real, real hopeful. I wish he had gotten 1.5 million subs, you know, but instead it was thinking about existential shit me at 24 that took off, which is great.
So you think like the timing in your life was not ideal?
I think it was not ideal because, yeah.
but at least, but now you have the reference.
Right, exactly.
Juxtapose
and the use Vespa.
Right. It was interesting hearing Pogo actually talk about that, about how there's the high points and there's low points, but how you wouldn't be able to distinguish them otherwise. Like, you can't have one without the other.
Yeah,
this is a common problem for content creators, I've noticed. This is a discussion we've had many times on the show.
Yeah, I sort of got that vibe, too.
Yeah, success is not something that solves your problems for you. Like, there's a tendency to think, oh, your friend, oh, they took off. Oh, now they have a million YouTube subscribers. Oh, now they're all good. Now they can just buy all their problems away. That's not necessarily true.
Right.
It's, you still have to figure out your life either way, and it, having fans does help, but it's like, doesn't change the fact that you still got your shit to deal with.
Plus, there's the anxiety of what happens if you get really, really famous and then it goes away, and now you've tasted
exactly.
success, and you have to, you know.
You've got sort of that that spouse in the divorce saying, well, I'm accustomed to a certain lifestyle now, you know?
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, damn, that's going to be me one day for sure. When I'm like, yikes. Oh, yeah, day job? Right. Those exist. Yeah,
you're going to be working at the Albertsons when you're 45, telling the younger teens, I used to have a successful YouTube channel. Yeah, sure you did, Pops.
Shut up, old man. No one uses that stupid-ass ancient website anymore.
Huh.
I used to be well-known. Shut up.
No, that's basically me now as a 24-year-old.
Oh, working at Albertsons, just like bragging to the teenagers.
Like, no, just like getting a coffee, just like being around other people, being like, well, I got a millionaire. You don't fucking know.
Yeah, I hate talking about my podcast with other people in real life. It's so awkward.
Yeah, it is awkward. Especially because everyone's got one. And same with YouTube channels. Everyone's got one. It's the new podcast, basically.
People are so skeptical.
Yeah, I know it sounds mean, by the way, but like when people I know say that they think they might want to start a podcast, like I try to recommend that they don't, because it's not, it's like it's really oversaturated at the moment.
Oh, yeah, that's the first thing I tell people. I say, don't do that. And then they pitch me their idea. And depending on the idea, I'm like, actually, maybe, yeah, no, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
When,
because they're like, I want to do like a gaming channel, but like I'm also smoking weed, and I'm like, that's a terrible idea, and everyone's done it already.
It's gonna be bad for your concentration.
It's like, so I feel like so many people go on YouTube, see a YouTube video they like, and literally just go, I could do that. It's like, there's so much more to it than that.
Yeah.
Granted, that's basically what I did with H3H3, but I had my twist, you know, from the beginning. It was going to be about characters with voices. You know, you've got to have a hook, something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, did you say you've got to have a book or something?
No, you definitely don't have to have a book to be successful on YouTube.
All right. Sorry.
All right.
Rewind.
Let's rewind.
I'm a dumb baby. I'm just a dumb baby. Give me milk. I want to fucking sleep and do shit, dude.
All right, I guess that is what you said.
I guess that is what you said after all.
Arr.
Have you ever gone up to... I don't think I asked you this yet on this episode. Have you ever gone up to, like, a really pretty girl that you like and you're like, hey, so...
You already did ask this.
Oh, I did.
Oh, yeah. You asked me if I use it to pick up chicks, and I said, I don't talk to people.
You know, I forgot.
No, if anything...
How embarrassing.
That's right. I remember now.
Okay, but let's go realistically, though. If I was trying to woo a girl, no. I probably would want to establish that... I would want to try and establish a connection first before even coming close to bringing up the YouTube channel.
When you do bring up the YouTube channel to people that you've just met, are they usually like impressed when they find out how many subs you have? Like,
that's exactly how it goes. It goes the same exact way every time. I go, oh, I have a YouTube channel. They go, oh, that's cool. Immediately dismissing it. or they go like, what's it called? And I go, Starro TV. And then they start typing it up. And then they go, wait, that this is you? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, what? That's crazy. And I'm like, yeah. That's the entire conversation every Uber ride I've ever had in my life.
They're doing this while they're driving? They're looking you up?
No. Not the Uber drivers.
Or you're the one, you're driving
for
Uber?
Everyone else looks it up, but the Uber drivers say, oh, I'll subscribe to you, man. I'm like, that's cool.
Thanks. Yes, they're helping you out.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's everyone's thing. Everyone says, oh, yeah, I'll subscribe to you. Like, you have nothing to go off of from that. You have no idea if you like my content based on that. That's the weirdest reason to subscribe to a person is because you know them.
Well, it's just like saying, oh, well, you'll be in my thoughts and prayers.
You know
it's
why
just
he's
like
doing
a meaningless
it,
statement.
He wants you
that,
to tip him.
Like,
whoa, I totally lost you guys. I don't know what happened.
You know why he's why he says that?
Wait, wait, Joe. He just said that we cut out.
I hadn't heard you guys for like the last minute. I thought I was just telling the worst story ever.
Oh, we were reacting to it. No.
Oh. Yeah, wow. Well, I must have been sounding so dismayed.
You were fine.
You know,
yeah, people are saying in the chat too. I think there was issues, but that was super weird.
So you know why the Uber driver says he's going to subscribe to you? Because he wants a bigger tip.
That is true. Yeah, Uber drivers will say just about anything. It's funny. I always rate 5 stars, and the only time I think about not doing that is when they tell me to.
By the way, right now there's an ass pick in the Discord chat, and but not the kind of ass pick I like. It's the gelatin ass pick. Please keep those to a minimum in the chat, but if people want to tune in and post their ass pick, how would they do that, Joe?
Discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
Ass pick is a healthy food.
Is it?
It's not one of those show-offy foods. Do you guys not watch Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared? Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah,
somebody gets
that.
My reference.
I've seen it. It's been like 10 years at this point.
Gross show-offy foods like yolk.
I mean, it's not wrong. I mean, I do think poverty when I think of Aspic. Anyway.
It's so strange.
It's weird that we've come up with that food as a species.
It's weird that we came up with any food as a species. It's weird that a guy found coffee beans and didn't just spit them out and give up.
Yeah, people are weird, man.
I feel like some foods were reverse engineered. Like coffee beans fell into the water supply and someone drank it and realized it gave him a buzz. And so he said, how can I replicate this?
He went absolutely insane for like the next 8 hours and then was like, how do I? Oh my God, I need more of that.
It was those beans in the water. It was those beans. I need to find more of those beans.
So I'm sure nowadays we all have like an inherent tolerance to coffee, but can you imagine the first cup of coffee?
Whew. Would have been nuts.
It must have been that like a caveman in the Amazon. Like,
I figured it out. You grind the beans and then you put them in the water, but the water has to be hot. It has to be hot first and then you put the beans in, but they have to be ground.
Like that's a lot of different factors, you know? That's a lot of different points he had to connect to put that together. And then someone else was like, I'm going to put cream in it. And he was like, you'd better fucking not. You get away from me. And thus the purists were born.
Imagine the first guy that milked a cow.
I don't want to.
Well, that's like the classic bit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to suck on that titty.
Also, this was back when you like had other problems to worry about, like
plagues. Not dying.
Yeah, so it's like complicated coffee processes probably weren't your top priority. It is fascinating that coffee exists today, if you think about it.
It is. Like tea I can get behind the logic of.
Yeah. Cuz
they were already, you know, just putting leaves and stuff in like it they were just heating up water and then putting leaves in it. And that worked. So I totally, that tracks, you know?
I'm guessing there was like a boiling era of humanity where they, at one point they were just like, this stuff boiled tastes pretty good. Let's just boil shit and see what works. And probably tea came out of that.
Dude, we're still in the boil. What do you mean? Everything is still like soups, stews. You boil, you steam rice. Like, just about every food has a point rice. Where you boil it.
Sorry, you ever dip Oreos in orange juice?
What the fuck? No.
Where did... What?
I did this the other night, and it's fucking delicious. It's like...
That sounds disgusting.
Orange... Chocolate? Like, you ever have those orange, like, the flavors orange and chocolate mixed together? It's the same fucking thing. Like, you take Oreos and you dip it in orange juice. It's so fucking good.
I don't like this bit.
So fucking
good. I don't
good.
Like it.
I'm going out
right after
this. I
don't like hearing this in my ear holes.
I'm buying some Oreos, and I've already got the orange juice at home. So
oh, you
fucking
monster.
Good. So,
okay, I went ahead and served me to Joe. That's enough of that. Jesus Christ.
Do you put... Is there pulp in it?
There can be.
Oh my god.
There can be.
Oh, I can't. That's too much.
For anyone listening to this on their lunch hour, I apologize for that.
All right. That's fine. Moving on. It's so fucking good, though.
Do you really like that, or are you just joking?
No, I'm serious. It's so fucking good.
No, he probably has... He has a whole ceremony, I bet he does, and it's disgusting. Lights candles.
Oh, does anyone want to ask a question who has a mic?
Oh, yeah.
And
we will take a live question if you like.
Sure. We can go to the phones.
So Fifu was the... Fifu, you're not going to be cringe, are you? You have like a good question. Do you have a question already set up? Do you have a good,
and
a
mic?
Good mic? It's not like like a 25-cent condenser mic, is it? Right? You're going to talk into the wrong end of...
My earlier YouTube videos, I actually used a PS3 Rock Band mic, like that USB microphone.
Oh, that's what we're on right
that's
now.
That's what we have. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. They work just fine.
It's a great mic.
Well, I'm on my PS2 mic, actually. You're on the... You upgraded to the 3, Lars?
No, we're on Blue Yetis.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Oh.
All right. Fifu, you're unmuted if you want to go ahead and ask a question.
Oh, thank you. Since we were just on the topic of YouTube and mics and stuff, do you have any tips for starting out or just anything?
Wait, can you ask that again, like really gruffy? Like,
and can you say that a lot louder?
A lot louder and really gruffy?
All right.
Oh, I mean,
one sec. I need to turn on my mic.
Okay.
Well, you should be sure to ask it like this.
Well, that's optional. I just wanted louder.
Ah.
All right.
There we go.
I love it.
I got throat cancer. Anyway.
Oh, perfect.
So you were saying if I've got any tips for starting out.
Yeah, give me your tips.
You want just the tip?
I'll take all the tips. All of you. All
right. I mean, tips for starting out. It's not about, okay, what's a good one? The equipment that you have doesn't matter. It's just like what we were saying, you know. That was the microphone I had at hand, was my Rock Band mic. So like, you don't necessarily... it's a hurdle a lot of people think is there, but it's not. Like, you don't... granted, not everyone's got a Rock Band mic laying around, but like, equipment doesn't hinder you as much as people think. So don't let it stop you from... like, your first videos can be shitty. Like, people understand that. So if anything in that regard is what's stopping you from... Just start making videos. That's the best advice I always give, is whatever you want to do is just start making them. And if you're already making them, that's good too. You've already done the hardest part, honestly. Like, good. That's great. Fifu says he put out his first video today, and that's great.
Congratulations.
Post it on our channel. We'll take a look at it.
Yeah, go ahead. Go and toss the link up for people to check out. We're going to take one more live question, and this one's going to be from Milzy, who was first to type 5 in the chat.
First, Milzy has to unmute themselves.
Milzy!
Hello, Milzy.
Hey, Milzy, where are you from?
I'm from Scotland. What's up, man?
Oh, nice.
Nice!
Hey.
Thanks for joining
Love
us.
Love the accent.
What time is it for you right now?
It's currently 5:30 in the morning, and everyone else in my house is sleeping, so I'm trying not to be too loud.
Well, I appreciate the dedication.
Can you do us a favor and yell, "The first podcast is the greatest"?
No, don't do that. Don't.
I reckon my mom would murder me. I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Please don't.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Question for Sora. What are some of the like the content creators that like influenced you when you were making like your first videos and all that?
The big inspirations. I would have to say iDubbbz, definitely. H3 for sure, because they had put me onto the Reddit concept as a whole. But yeah, those were the big two. Those were the big two, because iDubbbz's type of commentary was definitely that vibed with me really well. His like style of approaching things. And I'm just so jealous of the dude because he's like an untouchable being. Kind of like Filthy Frank. He's just this he's like a god, sort of. He's like a demigod of YouTube in a way.
Yeah.
Right? He is. He's kind of a demigod. He just, no one can touch the guy.
I think it comes as no surprise that, like, you know, H3 and iDubbbz are influences on us as well. I mean, cut from a similarish cloth. They are very good content creators. I think I'll always love them.
They sort of ushered in a new-ish age, like a new-ish era of YouTube. Like the people's YouTube, like the YouTubers that are getting fucked every day by the man. Like H3 was one of the first channels to be real public about like their money losses and things like that.
Yeah, with Matt Haas, that really was a new era of it kind of split YouTube in half in a way. Like that,
obviously it's a shame it didn't do jack shit in the long run.
Yeah, seems like it's getting worse.
Oh, it's so much worse, and it's only getting worse. They just teamed up with UMG. Did you hear about this?
No.
They're like, it was literally like, hey, YouTube, you guys want to back the person that's killing everybody or everybody? And they were like, yeah, we're going with UMG.
That seems like a poor decision.
Oh, yeah. The backlash has been intense already.
I'm guessing money's at the end of it.
Oh, of course. Just pure money. Because I'm sure music is and probably will always be the number one thing bringing people to the website, which is a shame.
Yeah. I don't really have anything to add to that. It's just always been kind of, well, it hasn't always been like that, but it's been cancer for years.
Yeah.
What's your favorite hair cake?
What's my favorite Filthy Frank?
Filthy Frank cake.
Honestly, I was never into those.
There's vomit cake, human cake, and hair cake.
I was never into the actual, like, viscera Filthy Frank videos. Never really my thing. Not that much of an edgelord, unfortunately. But, no, I was really into all the songs, though.
Yeah, some of those are iconic.
I'm a huge Pink Guy fan.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it just that video of him diving across the people's picnic table is maybe my favorite video of all time.
By the way, there's one dude right now who's not in the recording voice chat. They're just in the regular voice chat. They posted on general, like, I don't want to listen. I just want to talk. I salute you, buddy. I salute your cause. I don't think anyone's going to tune into that.
Yeah, but I don't even want to tune in. I just want to talk to myself.
He's the only one.
I moved him from voice. I saw that he was in the wrong one. So I was like, oh, he's in the wrong one. So I moved him from voice chat to recording, and then he moved himself back and said, "Don't move me."
He just wants to talk to himself. That's really funny.
We salute you.
People are saying thoughts on Joji. Yo, I love Joji. I wish, like, Sanctuary's a bop. I kind of think he's getting a little bit too overproduced, personally. I don't know if you guys are up to date on Joji's music.
I am. I liked that recent one that he put out. I forgot what the name of it was. The one that
Sanctuary.
Everyone loved.
Sanctuary. Or no, the one before that.
I think I heard Sanctuary.
I don't remember the name of it.
There's a few. I mean, if you're saying the one everybody loved, he's got a lot of them. I liked Yeah Right. Is that the one you're talking about?
I'm no, over my I, life. I could go look it up, but I want to like keep
slow
attention
dancing
on the
in
show.
The dark.
Yeah, that's the one.
In the dark. Yeah, that's a good song too.
Yeah.
There's like two more people that joined that guy in voice chat, and they're just like having. So, dude, They're just, the three of them are just chatting.
Good for them.
We're gonna start our own podcast with blackjack and hookers.
The second podcast.
Yeah, the second podcast.
That's how we know we're gonna make it. As soon as we have a sequel.
As soon as someone's like, oh, I'm gonna make the second podcast.
Saro, if you ever make a podcast, can you promise us it's gonna be called the second podcast? And
no.
You
why would you ask
you won't
him
commit
that?
To that without any idea right off the bat?
No.
Was that too much?
It will
what
be
a weird thing to ask.
Too much of an ask.
The third podcast.
Obviously, I wasn't serious. Okay.
No, you got to skip straight to three, Joe. Come on. It goes 1-3. That's the number scheme.
Yes.
Did you learn nothing from the Rav episode, Joe?
What?
Clearly not.
Aurora Borealis.
By the way, earlier when you were saying that you couldn't hear us and you were just telling your story, it sounded like you were responding to us. So that's why I was surprised when you said that you couldn't hear us, because it sounded like
really?
You were like pausing when we were talking and like, but maybe we were just vibing so well that it seemed that way.
Am I tripping or did a bunch of people just pop in and or pop out? I'm so confused. Anyway, yes, that is funny, and I will have to just hear how it sounds in the recording.
It'll be good.
Because, yeah, I was just going. That's it. I was just still talking.
That's funny.
Is how it felt to me.
It's going to sound like a completely normal conversation in post because we were reacting to it and everything, and the things you were saying were not that weird. So it's going to sound like nothing. Like, it'll just be like, fine.
Well, we'll see.
So, We'll just know, like, that there was, like, an awkward thing that no one else will know about if they didn't tune in.
That's the problem. That's the problem with recording, is that if one of you cuts out, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme unless the other person calls it out. Then it's a problem because they fucked up the take, and then it's like,
This guy unfunny is crazy. He's like, he's talking to himself. He's like, I want to talk. Come to voice chat. That stuff is sort of boring. I just want to yoink. Wow, moving people? Poggers. Interviewing Sorrow? Nah. Should have interviewed the real hero. Me. Like, all right. All right.
Yeah.
Kind of rude to the guests.
Yeah. I mean, he can't hear us because he's
I'm like,
not.
Yeah, are we going to just make this episode about the one guy who really wanted to make the episode about him? You're giving him what he wants. You're feeding into his lies, into his schemes.
I guess that's true. I've just never seen anything like that, so it's funny.
Teddy, a.k.a. Sorrow, how are you doing for time?
Oh, I'm good, man. I got nowhere to be. Except sleep.
Okay, I do want to get to, like, one good last segment, which is something we do on pretty much every episode, which has been a fan favorite.
Yes, of course.
Joe, are you ready?
Yeah.
What would be your useless superpower?
Your useless superpower.
Ooh, okay. Useless superpower. Mm-hmm. It would be flight, but it's gotta be Superman position, like classic style flying, but it is always like a half a foot off the ground. So like I would basically be planking around. It would look like I was riding a skateboard, but like, I would just be slamming into people's ankles all the time.
So it's just basically walking just slightly above the ground?
No, but I'm laying horizontally. That's the other thing. It's incredibly inconvenient.
All right.
Because I'm occupying probably four people's worth of walking space.
Okay, so flying but bad.
But I'm just hovering around like a floating piece of luggage, basically. Like a floating...
Ooh, luggage.
Yeah. Like, just imagine, yeah, but, like, floating. I'm seeing in the chat, but, like, floating, though. Basically, yeah, like a horizontal floating plank. That's the superpower.
I took what you just said, and I plugged it into an artificial intelligence generator.
By the way, Joe, I went ahead and muted you because you were typing very loudly for a very long period of time.
It was worth
it. So I just unmuted you.
It was worth it, though. Because I was taking what you said and I typed it into Talk to Transformer, an artificial intelligence machine generator. I typed in and it gave us some more.
Amazing.
I typed in classic Superman flying half a foot off the ground, planking around riding a skateboard, slamming into people's ankles, and then it came up with bumping into cars, standing on the side of the road, hacking on traffic, doing a dive when there are no cars or pedestrians around. This may sound like a lot of fun, and is definitely not for everyone. Some people may not enjoy these activities and do things that are unsafe or that require too much finesse or physical exertion. And it goes on, but that's what it gave. I'll post the full thing for anyone who's interested.
Hacking traffic. Hacking on traffic. Man, I'm hacking on traffic right now.
This is from a website called talktotransformer.com, where if you put in just whatever text you want, it'll use machine learning to generate further text.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love predictive text things.
Yeah, so it just gave some extra details to the shittiness of the superpower. That's great.
It's pretty obvious that we have all seen this kind of stuff at one point or another. People need to realize it's not really something you make happen with one thought, and something has to be done to make sure that it doesn't happen to you. That's just...
Yeah, see, like, it sounds like it's computer-generated, so it's complete nonsense, but it sounds like something someone
would
say.
For that reason, I would caution against doing these activities while you are still young. If you are feeling suicidal or are under the influence, see a doctor.
Yeah, in particular, by the way, like, just... I know this is going to be kind of, like, serious for a moment, but if you're feeling bad, guys, there are people who can help. Like, please... I'll go ahead and put the number in the show notes right now. You know, even if you feel like shit's really going downhill, you know, there are people who care about you and stuff. The chat's noting, yeah, they know who we're talking about. Yeah, I don't want to say their name just out of respect.
Just reach out to somebody. It feels good to talk to somebody to get stuff off your chest, even if you think there's no one you can talk to.
Yeah, and I know even if it's a hotline and you feel like, oh, they don't know me, they don't care. They do. Trust me. Like, they're there for you. If no one else is.
Hell, even if it's a podcast.
Yeah.
You guys are my therapy right now. This is great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But also, my therapist is my therapy. Like, I'll be very open about it. Like, no, see a professional also. That helps.
Definitely, yeah. Joe, what would be your useless superpower?
My useless superpower would be the ability to take all the money that I have and give it to somebody far richer than myself.
To give all of your money, like, you have infinite money, but you can only donate it to people that don't fucking need it.
Yeah. Let's say the ability to generate infinite amounts of money. And give it to people who are already billionaires, and they're never going to spend it because they have too much. They could never
like
spend
not
it.
Even active billionaires, like the ones you don't even hear about ever.
Yeah,
the ones that seriously have the most. You can only give it to the literal richest man in the world. Like, you're only keeping that guy on top.
That is truly useless.
And that, meanwhile, that dude is like, where's this money coming from and why don't I care?
Or the ability to breathe fire out of your mouth once. And when you do it, your esophagus will be roasted and you can't talk ever again. And your face is going to catch on fire. And then...
Oh, so what would realistically happen?
Fire breath, but with all the repercussions of fire breath. Yeah, you can do it as many times as you want, but it's only until like your mouth is singed shut.
Blistering, black.
So like 1 second.
Until you've got like Deadpool from X-Men Origins.
Yeah.
Until you got like that face. I like that. Actual heat breath. That's just fuck. You just never have any eyebrows. You just have no facial hair ever.
We recorded an episode last night with, who did we have on last night?
We had on Mr. Amazing.
Mr. Amazing. There was one that was given on, I'll go ahead and repeat it just because it was hilarious. Someone in the Discord server actually gave this one. It was gastronecromancy. So in other words, like when you start to eat an animal product, it comes back to life in your mouth.
Oh my God.
So like
your food gets resurrected.
Yeah.
Oh my god, like, that's so funny.
You bite into beef jerky and then it's just wiggling around in your mouth again.
You're just like, oh god, oh fuck.
Oh god, like it doesn't even gain sentience. It like it only becomes its physical properties again. Like so it just becomes like that's so weird. Mm-hmm. But I love it.
That's gastronecromancy, if you want to know the title of it.
Gastronecromancy.
I guess that might have been come up with on the spot.
I like it.
What about the, this would be slightly useful. What about the ability to become invisible, but there's only like a 5% chance you'll become invisible and a 95% chance only your clothes will become invisible?
So, yeah, there's a very good chance everyone will just watch you go, and then... Yeah. You're naked.
And you can only do it in a public area.
I mean, no, that's okay. Only in public area. I was like, because that could be awesome. Well, you're like you about to get laid and you're just like, and all your clothes come off.
Yeah.
Be like, whoa, this guy's got moves.
Well, your clothes didn't come off. They're just invisible. So you would still like.
Oh, you still get, they have to watch you take off all your invisible clothes.
Yeah.
That's,
I feel,
amazing.
Like that would freak someone out.
You just do a really good mime, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, wow, he's really into miming, taking off these clothes. You're like tripping over your pants.
You put them down.
You really committed to tripping off those pants.
You don't remember where you put them.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Jeans.
Oh, my dick is out. I didn't. The fly is invisible. Oh.
Yikes. The chat notes the ability to make my cum taste like McDonald's curry sauce and then to make my McDonald's curry sauce taste like your cum. So it's
so
like a cum swap.
In this universe. No, I think they mean in this universe, McDonald's curry sauce already tastes like human cum.
No, no, his specifically, though.
No, no, no.
No, it says. The ability.
No, because I'm saying that his tastes like cum, but that's only because McDonald's curry sauce in this universe tastes like cum.
Oh.
So you taste his cum and you go, that's miraculously like McDonald's curry sauce. Maybe no one else's cum tastes that way.
That sounds unpleasant.
Cum tastes our new curry sauce.
I liked I like that Lion C said turning invisible only after you already had to strip in front of that person. Like you already had to strip naked and then they just watch you turn invisible. Like, okay, well, that's all the pretense there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, guys, are we forgetting anything? Because it's like this is already like a juggernaut of an episode.
If you like what you hear and you want to support your fellow content creators, go to patreon.com/T1podcast and join our $1 million tier. Why not?
Oh, yeah. $1 million tiers only, please. Thank you.
Do you guys actually have one of those?
No.
Yeah, patreon.com/T1podcast.
We have a Patreon.
Well, the Patreon, not the
$1 million
tier.
What's your fuck you tier? What's your, like, no one's going to take this?
I think we have a $100 tier, but...
But you got a bunch of them, don't you?
We were planning on doing one where, like, for $30,000, you get, like, a Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Not the person would get a Tesla, but we would.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that
bit. I need
bit.
To set that up still.
The problem is, man, someone will do it. Like, that's all I've learned. Like, you can set whatever goal you want, but, like, someone, even if it's just for the meme, someone's going to do it.
I sure hope someone does. I'm going to go ahead and set that up tonight.
I don't know. Do you guys know Auntie Donna? They're a sketch comedy group. They're from Australia, but they're on Reddit all the time.
Oh, okay.
They've got rewards on their website where you can buy things like one of the guys, Broden, will be your dad, and it's like $30,000.
If people want to go ahead and help support the show, you get a couple cool benefits in the Discord for the $2 tier. That's a shout out on air.
And this is where I awkwardly edit in. Thank you to our new patrons. Stereo Cassette Deck, Game Master Richard Quiner, Uli Cap, and Palma.
You get a patron-only role on the Discord itself. There's patron-only hangouts. There's a lot of cool stuff as well, including early listening privileges. So the moment that this episode gets edited and approved by the host, go ahead and slap that out to you so you get it much earlier than everyone else. And in this case, since we have such a backlog, that's like, that could be several weeks in advance at this point. So it's a nice little benefit for people on the server who have been tuning in for a while. I highly recommend you check it out at patreon.com/T1podcast and go ahead and support the content creators that you enjoy. Patreon.com/T1podcast.
Wait, you forgot the www.
And the HTTP, the TP.
That's how you do that.
You get access to the lewd Snapchat as well.
You do. I actually just set that up last night.
The lewd luggage snap.
Our lewd luggage Snapchat. We post lewd luggage shots.
Oh, God.
Lewd luggage lingerie.
I immediately regret this.